We're continuing Likutei Halachos, Yoredei, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'ze b'chinas ma'ashom Rabbeinu Zal al Mordechai shenikra Psachya. The Gemara in Megillah points out that one of the references to Mordechai Atzadik in the Navi, in the prophets, is he's called Psachya. Why Psachya? Shehoyo poiseach bedvorim v'dorshom. He was so respected in the Sanhedrin that he was the one who would open up. He would open up the discussion, and the wording in the Gemara there is he would open up with words and expound on them. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ze ikar ha-tikun, because this is the main tikun. V'yidei ze hoya toikif ha-nes shel Purim. And this is what helped to bring about the great miracle of Purim. And this takes place also every single year, in order to bring about the downfall of the klipa, the negativity of Amalek, through the true tzaddik, Mordechai, Psachya. The true tzaddik is represented by Mordechai, who is called Psachya, shepoiseach bedvorim vedorshan. He opens up with words and expounds on them, meaning shebechol pam poiseach bedivrei oisius haTorah. The true tzaddikim in every generation are always opening up, making new openings in Torah, revealing new chidushe Torah, and expounding on them. Umetzarfon, and combining the letters, bechidushe Torah nifloim, revealing wondrous revelations in Torah, kefi hadoer ukefi haodom. Based on the generation that the tzaddik is in, based on the people who he's addressing, based on the place and the timing, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that when the true tzaddikim study Torah or teach Torah, when they read the words of the Torah, when they say the words of the Torah, they expound on them, they turn on, each letter is a light bulb. They turn on those light bulbs to their full brightness, so that not only those people who are listening to the Dvar Torah that the Tzaddik is speaking is affected by it, but so too the Jewish souls that are connected to those particular letters in the Torah, because we know every soul is connected to letters in the Torah. When the tzaddik uses the letters of the Torah and his chidushe Torah, he turns them on, he activates them in such a way that they give a tremendous bright light and spiritual chius into all the souls all over the world that are plugged into those letters of the Torah that are being used in the Torah that the tzaddik is revealing. That's the wording here. Sheyoir al kol echod, so that there should shine upon every single Jew heora, a light, mishoyresh nishmasoi, from the origin of the Jew's soul, from the roots of the person's soul, which are shebaoisius haTorah, which those souls are rooted in the letters of the Torah. For what purpose? What's the purpose of all of this? Ba'ofen sheyoshuvu el Hashem be'emes. Because when these souls receive that light, what does it do? It inspires them, it motivates them to want to come close to Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas hatzadikim shemevorchim batoiro tchila. Kemoy shepira shom, ayin shom. This is the concept where Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes a Gemara, where the Gemara says, why do we find sometimes that there are tzadikim whose children are not tzadikim? And the Gemara says, "Mipnei sheloi berchu b'Toyra tchila." That's the wording of the Gemara, because they didn't bless the Torah first or in the beginning. And there are many interpretations of what that means. One interpretation is that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah with the right kavana, because the Torah isn't a biology book or a secular wisdom. The Torah is an item of holiness, and if a person approaches the Torah just as knowledge, like any other area of knowledge, then the Torah is not going to have the positive effects it's supposed to. It's only if a person makes a bracha on it, he says a prayer before he learns Torah. V'harev no Hashem alekin ezeros ha'befinu, b'fiyas kon, v'niyat tzeh 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 tze pleading, begging Hashem that I should make the right connection to the Torah and my children and my grandchildren. It's only if a person looks at the Torah that way, then they can get the full benefits of the Torah for them and for their family. That's one interpretation. Rabbeinu Zal over there in the Likutei Moran gives us the interpretation I just mentioned before. Shelo berachu b'Torah tchila, they didn't draw bracha into the Torah at its origin, at its source. Because they didn't turn on that light in the letters of the Torah, said that light should shine into all the souls that are plugged into those letters of the Torah and have that major uplifting effect. You know, inspire, turn on all of those souls. Ayin Shom, look over there again in Torah Yudalit. Ki Mevoyer Shom b'HaTorah Na'al, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 14, She'ikar his'oirus ha'tshuva, she'hatzadik mo'oir enafshos Yisrael ha'tshuva, the main awakening for tshuva, whereby tzadikim inspire Jews to tshuva, hu al yedei she'oisek b'Torah b'kidusha kazois, comes about by the tzaddik studying Torah with such holiness, ad shema'oirer sharoshei nafshos Yisrael hamishuroshim bo'isis ha'Torah, to the point where the tzaddik turns on the roots of the Jewish souls, which are rooted in the letters of the Torah, va'ideze machnes bohem hisoirus l'tshuva. And by doing that, that's what injects inspiration for tshuva into all of these different souls. V'ze b'chinas Mordechai. And this is the whole concept of Mordechai, shenikra Psachya, where the Torah tells us that one of his titles, one of his names was Psachya, shepoiseach bedvorim v'dorshan. He opens up with words and expounds on them. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the terminology that the Gemara uses. Poiseach daika. What is he opening? What are we talking about opening here? A can of beans? What are we opening? Shepoiseach umaschil umaoirer hisnoitzitzus oisius atoira. He opens up and starts the juices going in the letters of the Torah, shemeshuroshim bohem kol nafshes Yisrael, in which are rooted all the Jewish souls. V'dorshon umetzarfon betziruthim chadoshim nefloim kefiador kfeis vazman. And the tzaddik takes those letters of the Torah and he makes chidushei Torah out of them. He reveals all kinds of new insights in the Torah. So he makes new combinations out of those letters based on the generation that he's speaking to and the timing and the people and the place and everything. Ad shemachnis sisoirus hatshuva lenafshes Yisrael. Until this results in injecting inspiration for tshuva into all the Jewish souls, umelamdon das ve'etzois amukois neflois, and the tzaddik teaches them knowledge of Hashem, deep, awesome advice, al yedei droshois of hakdoshes, through his holy teachings, ad shemesakin oisam, until the tzaddik succeeds in correcting those souls completely. Shezeu b'chinas hanes shopurim shohedei Mordechai. This is the whole story. This is the essence of the miracle of Purim, which was brought about through Mordechai, where the Torah tells us there, shechozru v'kiblu es ha-Torah mechadosh. What was one of the major results of the miracle of Purim? A brand new Kabbalah ha-Torah. The Jews accepted the Torah anew. Lekaimo be'emes, and we accept it upon ourselves to start fulfilling the Torah properly once again. Kama shekozav, as it says over there, kimu v'kiblu. They fulfilled and they accepted upon themselves anew, a brand new connection to the Torah. Ukama shem Rabbi Seinosal, as the Gemara points out, v'chol ze al yedei shoye poiseach bedvorim v'dorshim. How is this all brought about? Through the hero, Mordechai HaTzadik, who is called Psachya, because he was the one who opened up. He created new openings in Yiddishkeit, in the Torah, by revealing new Chidushei Torah and getting those letters, the juices in those letters going in a whole new way, which fed new inspiration to all the different souls that are connected to those letters.